Welcome to Brand by Design with your host, certified BG5 business consultant, myself, Ashley Branna Eve. The goal of this podcast is to help you create a clear, consistent, creative, personal brand to help you stand out and get paid for what you are best at. If you are ready to leverage your unique expertise and build a highly profitable, personally fulfilling business, this is the place. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the channel, everybody. I am really excited to talk about this topic today, tongue twister apparently for a Monday morning, because this is something I see, an error I see over and over again, which is actually preventing you, if this visibility and in your income. So this is a very important topic and we're going to hit it today. We're going to hit the ground running with the biggest mistake using BG5 and human design in your business. Number one, actually, I want to back up one step. How do I know this? One, I've worked with thousands of people in human design or with human design, Gene Keys, and BG5 over the last probably 4.5 years. I have seen what allows shifts to be made to make an impact on visibility, to make an impact on the bank account, to make an impact with landing with the right people. I also have been training for the last, 5 years at the International Human Design School and the BG5 Institute. The BG5 Institute is the business application of the human design system. Ra Rahu created it. It is based off of his teachings. And I work with a lot of people that are certified in BG5 and their business is not moving forward. I also sit on calls with people who have been learning it for just as long as I have or even longer and struggling to get their business off the ground. And I want to bring you two major things that are holding people back. Now, I always talk about mindset as well, guys, because my background's in psychology. I was a counselor for many, many years. That was my career prior to doing this. Essentially, I worked for corporate for a very short period of time. Really only for the pay increase, to be quite honest. I left my career in counseling and I left a career where I was working in conjunction with Canadian Mental Health Association, applying essentially NLP, although they weren't allowed to call it NLP, they called it neuroplasticity, applying NLP to individuals who were out of the workforce and returning to the workforce after a major mental health event. And we combined NLP with equine assisted therapy. It's horse assisted therapy. So I've been in this field a long time. You know, it's not just pop psych stuff I'm pumping out at you guys. I've seen this. I've been involved in it. I've worked hand in hand with not just organizations, but individuals. So I try to bring all of my background and all of my knowledge together for you and looking at what actually makes someone successful. Because at the end of the day, I believe good people do amazing things in this world with more money. And to make more money, we need to understand the pieces that come together to create a successful business and create a successful brand. Now, number one, mindset. This is one of the things I hear all the time and a major mistake people are making that is holding them back in creating more income, visibility, and impact within their brand. And it is their mindset. It's this idea of, if I just learn enough, then I will be able to break through. If I just learn enough details about my design, if I just learn enough about the gates and the colors and the variables and the channels and the this and the that, I'll be able to break through. I'll be able to finally know who I speak to. I'll finally know who I am. I'll finally know the courses I should create, the pathway I should create. And that's not how it works, guys. So this is backwards. I always tell my clients, which is skipping ahead a bit to part two or tip two on where people are making the biggest mistake, but we refine, we don't define with tools. So tools could be positive psychology, Gene Keys, human design, G5, any tool, astrology, we refine, we don't define. Ra Rahu said, and I believe this in my core to be true, no one is your authority, including human design. As soon as we define ourselves based on human design, we then create a box. So based on being a good little projector on this definition that BG5 or human design gave me, this is the only, this blinders on, within my box, within my tunnel. This is the only way I can operate. This is the only way I can serve people. This is the only people I can serve, et cetera, et cetera. We create all these rules that truly mean nothing because we've made them up. Now, I'm going to get to that to help you work through that in a minute, but we've made up these rules and we've taken them on as our identity and our truth. Now, something I say to my clients all the time is we always default to the level of our identity. So if your identity is, and you might find yourself saying it in a different way, but I'm going to show you how it's an actual identity. You might say it like this. I find it hard to launch because I'm a projector. I find it hard to speak to my ideal client because, you know, let me pull up this chart here. We're using Gwyneth Paltrow as an example, my friend. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow is a second line on the conscious side. And, you know, as Gwyneth Paltrow, I speak to the third lines. And, you know, I just don't know how to speak to the third lines. Like, I'm not a third line, so that's hard. It's difficult. It's really tricky. Can you see how I'm starting to create a reality where things are hard? And when you say these words, like things are hard, they're difficult, they're tricky, your subconscious mind is forced into a position of creating images to back up what you're saying. And so as soon as you say that, for me, and you can sit with, for example, what you think of or how your body reacts when you think of hard, difficult, tricky, any word, right? Any word that you pick your own, however you word it. You know, when you say that, when I think of it's hard, my shoulders kind of drop, I sink my chest even a little bit, a couple of millimeters. So my background's a bit, my jaw starts to hurt because I start to clench. I get the little lines between my eyes, which I work so hard to like not scrunch my forehead. So I don't get those lines, but I get kind of like these little lines between my eyebrows when I think it's hard. And my subconscious starts to create an image of me being stuck behind a brick wall. Okay. That is literally just from saying it is hard for me to do X. Now, what a lot of people do, which is backwards, rather than fixing the mindset, they go, where in my human design is this a problem? And often what I say to people is, why does it matter? Why does it matter where it is in your human design? You just said it's a problem. Yeah, but I need to know, and I need to know the gates, and I need to know X, Y, and Z. Well, you just admitted it's an issue. You just admitted it doesn't serve you. Right? So what do you decide instead? And this is, and I want you guys to write this down. This is the process that, you know, you're going to go through it faster, faster and faster as you get better at it. And as you start to recognize the words you're using, because often we slip, it's those Freudian slips, that give away what we actually believe in the subconscious mind. And your subconscious will drive your reality until you make it conscious and you switch it. You consciously shift it. All right. So I say say I woke up today and I said, oh, it's so hard to hit the 200,000 mark in business. I'm a generator and I just really don't have that much energy. I would ask, when did I decide this was hard? So when did I decide blank? All right. But this requires you to be conscious and catch your language as soon as you're saying it. All right. So you're going to catch your language as soon as you're saying it. And also catch those excuses or those patterns you get into of, oh, I need more learnings before I can switch this, or I need to heal more before I can switch this, or I need to do X, Y, and Z. You can switch it now. I'm going to show you how fast you can switch it. One, when did I decide blank? Two, this one's optional. I don't really do this myself, but I find it often helps people who are really kind of getting stuck in the mind. Where did I pick this up? Now, the reason you can say this is it helps you to identify that it was never yours in the first place. So you might find yourself go, well, you know, I was reading a meme on Instagram and Instagram said it would be really hard to, you know, launch because I'm a projector and I don't have energy. Or, you know, my business was really difficult. Like my business hasn't scaled. And so, well, this has to be it. This has to be it because I'm a second line. I speak to the third lines and I don't know what it's like to go through this life of trial and error. So that has to be it. All right. So you took something from the external world and you made it your reality. You took it in and identified with it, which is ultimately the problem with our openness or the problem with conditioning, right? Conditioning is not bad. Everything is conditioning. Absolutely. This is conditioning. Everything is conditioning. The problem is that people are taking on other beliefs, identities, directions, emotions, ideas, concepts, fears, everything. People are taking all this on and then making it their own. They're taking all this on and identifying with it. That is the problem. And they're identifying with it without running it through a thought process of, does this actually serve me? Does this actually move my life and brand forward or move me backwards? Does this actually keep me getting the same results, or does this create more boxes for me, or does this move me into the next echelons of my niche? That's what we have to consciously do rather than unconsciously just taking on all these agreements of, all right, sounds good, I guess, or maybe even you don't realize consciously, oh, it sounds good, and you're just taking it on anyway, right? So when did I decide this? When did I decide this is hard? Where did I pick this up to, I like to just throw a bone to the mind, right? Give the mind something to chew on of, oh yeah, okay, this actually isn't inherent to me. I wasn't born thinking this way. Three, is this serving me in the reality I desire to create? This is really important because if you're telling me in one hand, I want to build a seven-figure brand, Ashley, in 2024, my goal is seven figures. And your core beliefs are, it's hard, which is an identity. I'm someone who finds this hard, right? Or it's tricky for me because I'm a projector. I am someone who finds it tricky, or I am someone who it is tricky for because I'm a projector. Those are identities that your beliefs sprout from, like weeds that you can't get rid of. You need to rip them up by the damn roots. So is this serving me in the reality I desire? Another way you can look at it is this moving me closer to my goals or further away from my goals? Because here's the thing, guys, your personality will create your personal reality. Your subconscious mind and the beliefs you hold are essentially the software operating system of you. And if we think of, you know, my phone keeps telling me, I used to use the thermostat as an example, but I feel like everyone can relate to this. My phone keeps telling me that it needs to update. I won't do it because I am convinced my phone gets worse and the situation on my phone gets worse every time I update it. However, my phone keeps telling me I need to update it. I can't get the new version of the iPhone software on my phone while I still have the old one. I need to completely rewire the software this phone is operating from to get a different reality. There's no hoping, there's no wishing, there's no staring at, there's no praying over it that is going to get my phone the updated software while continuing to have, or say the updated tools, the updated services, the updated features. I can't get the updated features, tools, any of that with the old software. And this is what y'all are doing, is you're trying to, or maybe not, but you know, it's human nature. We all do it. I do it too at times. We just get better at catching ourselves. So what we try to do is we go, okay, I want a different reality. I want to scale my business to $1 million this year, but you're operating. So you're trying to get different features. You're trying to get different tools. You're trying to get different access to information and apps, tools, et cetera, with the same operating system, and it doesn't work. And this isn't popular to say because it sounds easier, and it is easier to just say, align your design, learn a little bit about your design, and you can be able to scale your business. It's a lot easier to sell that. Next question. So one, when did I decide this? Two, where did I pick this up? Three, is this serving me in the reality I desire to create? Four, if not, what do I now decide is true for me? Because you have to decide something else. You need to put something there. All right. So you're getting rid of the old identity. You're rewriting over that software and you're creating a new identity. So what do you decide now? Another thing you can do, and I used to do this with clients in the past that were really stuck. If you find you are really stuck here, what I want you to do is get a piece of paper. I don't have a piece of paper, but you're going to get a piece of paper, put a line down the middle. And on one side, you're going to put old beliefs. And on the other side, you're going to put what's the opposite of that. And it sounds so simplistic, but that's what you're going to do. And often the old beliefs are those wounded maiden beliefs, right? Someone's going to save me. Someone else, you know, it's the external world that's doing something to me. Therefore, the external world can save me. On the other side, you're likely going to notice when you shift what's the opposite of this, it's internal out rather than external in. Okay, so on the one side of those, it's hard for me because it's difficult for me because et cetera, you know, I'm not good at this because it's going to be external in, which is the old way of operating anyway, the cross of planning. And what we're moving into, so this is exactly what the frequency is supporting, is the internal out. You are taking radical self-responsibility for your results, and you're deciding essentially the opposite of what is true for you. So it's really difficult for me because I'm a second line. What's the opposite of that? It's really freaking easy for me to speak confidently about my genius because I was born this way. It is innate and a part of me. That is a simple switch. And you might think it's overly simplistic, but I'm telling you, if you hold your feet to the fire of building that in, it's going to change your entire life. I can promise you that. And it's not. And what a lot of people realize when they start working with me is, holy shit, it's not that I'm learning necessarily new human design information. I'm seeing it in a new way. And this is why, because essentially my work with clients is rewiring the core operating system. And then from there, we use the tools to refine and amplify. Because if you're a second line and you believe that it's hard for you because X, Y, and Z, because, you know, it's just easy for me and that's why it's hard for me, nothing will change until you change. You must lead yourself confidently first. You must decide that it gets to be easy for you before anything else will change. The external reality will not change before you do. You must lead yourself. You must confidently step into the unknown. You must confidently step into that next level version of self. You must confidently step into who you need to be to attain the goals that you are setting for yourself and your brand. Yet who you be right now is not going to get you different results. You need to do that exercise and recode who you are. All right. And then the final step of this process is, based on this identity you've created, what are the actions I take today for different results? Right? So you're looking at that sheet of paper. On the one side, you have what no longer serves, what's getting thrown in the fuck it bucket. On the other side, you have the pretty much the opposite. You're going to ask yourself, what is the opposite of this? What do I desire to code in? And then from that list, what is that version of you do today in your brand? What is that version of you do in your business? What does that version of you think like? What is the actions you are taking based on that identity? Because it's easy to just be like, okay, I'm going to code this in. And this is where a lot of people go wrong, and they say it doesn't work just to do that. Well, it doesn't work just to do that because you're not actually taking the last step, which is action, which is implementation. But you want to take action and implement from the new identity, because you cannot create different results trying to implement and take action from your current identity. All right. So that's step one on the biggest, or point one, the biggest mistake when using BG5 and human design in business. BG5 will not fix a core operating system that is not in alignment with who you need to be to get different results. You don't need. Number two is cart before the horse. I see this come up the most, and I almost regret ever teaching this part of BG5, if I'm being honest. So in my courses, we often talk, I'm going to use this as an example. So number two is defining who you be, which we've already hinted at, right? What we do here in this space is we refine, we don't define. And what I mean by refine is, you already know who you are. You already know you want to serve, who you want to serve. You already know what you want to serve with the courses you're creating, the pathway you're creating, because human design is not actually going to tell you any of that. Human design is not going to tell you what course to run. It's not going to tell you the best course to run. It's not going to tell you the best launch to do. None of that. So refine, don't define is, I start based on defining myself. I start with taking back my personal power and deciding who I am and how things get to go. I start with knowing in my guts and my core who I was born to work with and how I desire to serve them. Then we refine. Perfect. You're a 2-4, Gwyneth Paltrow. Let's amplify your marketing and your branding through this lens. All right. This is very important. What a lot of people are doing instead is, I'm a 2-4. How do I market and brand myself? Like, who am I and how do I serve people? That's the cart before the horse. That's also external in. It might not feel like it because it's like, that's me. That's human design. It's still looking to an external authority to tell you who you are. Even when I work with my consulting clients, I've had someone once say, yeah, but if you work with consulting clients, aren't you telling them? They've already nailed this shit. If I'm working with them in a consulting capacity, they best know who they are, who they're serving, what they want to offer, et cetera, or else it's the wrong offer for them. So no, I actually do not work with people in a consulting capacity that are looking for BG5 or Human Design or Gene Keys to define them and tell them who they be, who they should work with, and what they should do. That is against everything I believe in. And it's against the frequency we're moving into, which is happening right now, moving from the cross of planning to the cross of sleeping Phoenix. And it also goes against everything Ra Uruhu believed in when he said, no one is your authority, including Human Design. Now, it's a lot fancier for me to tell you, yeah, Human Design will tell you everything. It's a lot easier to sell that. But I feel it's out of integrity, and it's a bunch of lies because it doesn't tell you that. So I want to look at and just give an example here, because one thing, like I said, the one thing I almost regret ever having taught, because I think it's just puts people up into their head center and can potentially cause more drama than clarity within their brand. And that is the concept in BG5 that you can figure out the archetype of who you serve by looking at the line of your conscious north and south node. And while this is fantastic as a refining tool, it very often gets people stuck in a narrative of that line itself is the niche, and then niche based on this. And they say, all right, perfect. So I work with third lines. So how do I connect with third lines? And here's where the massive issue rests with that. Third line is not a human. It is an archetypal, almost like way of being for a subgroup of humans, yes. And it is not a niche. Third line is not a niche. That is not a niche. We look at it through the lens of, and I don't want to go too much into this because this is now Brand by Design, my 101 signature branding course, but I just want to touch on this here to show and illustrate the difference. Your niche. So say Gwyneth Paltrow is a Reiki healer. She's a Reiki healer. And she's a second line. It always came natural to her. She was born just naturally being able to heal people. It came natural to her. People always came to her for healing and recognized that within her. Her network being a fourth line, people were always referring, like from the time she was young, like you want to be healed. You want to shift, connect with the invisible realms. You have to go to Gwyneth. All right. So she's a second line. So in the wrong energy, she goes, my niche is third lines. What does that mean? All right. It must be hard to connect with third lines because like trial and error and everything comes super easy to me. And BG5 told me if they're not in harmony, if they're in dissonance, then fuck, this is going to be really hard to connect with this person. Do you see how we're already creating and curating a cage around you? That mentality, that mindset is already creating blocks. It's already creating resistance. It's already creating boxes, and it's already preventing problems in your brand. And it's like 3 minutes into learning that you speak to the third lines. And I'm using air quotes if you're listening on the podcast, right? Now all of a sudden you have all these boxes. And now a person gets stuck. And the first time I ran my signature brand course, Brand by Design 101, what I saw was people would go, okay, perfect. I speak to the threes, and they would make a post in the Facebook group and say, all third lines, come forth and tell me what you're looking for. I think it was relationships or something was the one post that's coming to my mind. Either way, third lines, I'll use business as an example. I work within business, so it's easy. Post in the group, all third lines, tell me what you're struggling with in business. Well, what's the problem here? Third lines, it's not like every third line is struggling with the same thing. First of all, so it's not a niche. It's an archetype of a niche. So you now have this post, right? All third lines, come forth and tell me what you're struggling with and how I can help you in business. Well, now you have someone saying, you know, the not self version of the third line, you know, I just throw spaghetti at wall, like nothing's working. I'm really struggling in my business. Like I've done it all. All coaches suck. All programs suck. Like nothing works for me. And they're going on and on and on in this victim mindset and this victim narrative, right? But then you have, and I have a specific third line client in mind for this. Then you have a third line client that's like, the trial and error we're doing is strategic. I'm going to have the spreadsheets. I'm going to have the data. I'm going to send you the data. I'm going to send you the spreadsheets. I'm going to send you the results of the launches and tracked launches. And we're going to look at what's working, what's not, what we can do differently next time. Can you see the stark difference between just two second or just two third lines? It is not a niche, a third line. Your line archetype is not a niche. You need to know your niche. And then you refine your marketing and your branding through the third line. If you want personal support with that, I can support you in that in Mastermind. In fact, I prefer everyone in the Mastermind already have a base knowledge of all of this so that we're just refining, refining in the Mastermind and getting the big guns in place in your business that create big results for you. So I prefer this is all knowledge and being applied already, and we just refine it, amplify it, and test it out. So that is a completely different character. It's a completely different client within the third line umbrella. Now, they're both operating as third lines, different frequencies of the third line. The question is, who do you want to work with? So with the cart before the horse and where people are messing up with applying BG5 and human design in business is they're going, okay, perfect. In this example, I work with third lines. How do I work with the third line? That's not what we do. We look at who is your niche? What is your niche? I always say to my clients, you are your niche. Start there. If you are like lost in the sauce, start there. You are your niche. That really hit in my last workshop, Find Your Golden Thread. It really landed with people in their heart. You are your niche. Start there. Figure out whose problem specifically you solve. Get crystal clear on that while also understanding and knowing it's going to evolve over time. It's going to shift over time. Who you serve, I hope who you serve today and the brand you build today evolves in a year, evolves in 5 years. It should, especially if you're building a personal brand. So get clear on that person. Then we look at that person through the third line archetype. What has their life been a story of? Probably falling down, trial and error, a lot of learning the hard way, things the hard way, the school of hard knocks. All right, how do we tailor your marketing and your branding within that niche? You've already got your niche. We then put the cherry on top of the third line archetype to really speak to their soul. And how to do that is how that I help you with that in the Mastermind, because it's not as easy as just giving you an answer in a comment section. It's very nuanced. It's looking at your brand, because again, where it seems like, well, it's just so easy, Ashley, just tell me how to speak to the third lines. That's cart before the horse. It does not and will never work that way. I can promise you. We get clear first on your positioning within your brand, and then we put the cherry on top of the third line archetype. Okay, so this person within your niche, within whose problems you can solve, who is basically you a couple steps ago, it's another way to look at it. With that person, they've had the life experience of the third line. How do we position you and your brand to speak to the heart of them? Why are they seeking out a second line? Why do they want to work with someone that's a natural? Why would they be drawn to you? And we leverage all of that in your brand. And the reality is there's no easy answer, because that's why I love masterminds. We can look at your brand and tailor a branding and marketing approach based on your brand that we refine, don't define with BG5. But I'm telling you, like in the example, there is a whole host of people and varieties of people within your niche based on one quote unquote line. So that's just one example that, you know, comes up all the time when people are first learning this. You can't put the cart before the horse, right? You need to know who you are first. And I would hold my feet to the fire of course I know who I am. Like, I can't even wrap my head around that I wouldn't know who I am. I can't wrap my head around not knowing who I want to work with. I can't wrap my head around not knowing how I want to serve them. Of course, those are the basic core foundational pieces of who I be and how I show up. Of course I know this. And that's a mindset shift. You've opted into the reality that you have now, where it's hard, it's difficult, why you can't, which means it is just as easy to opt into the reality that is easy for you, that you can do this, that of course you cannot fathom another way of existing or being in your brand and in your life, that you cannot fathom another way of running your life and your business. You get to opt into that. So what do you choose today? How do you choose to lead yourself? Because it's not more information. It's seeing things in a new way. And it's seeing things in a new way because you are operating from a different core identity. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed the BG5 Business Bundle. There's 6 days left to join us in there. And then doors close on the founder's rate. It is over $5,000 worth of content available immediately within the membership. It is just the results. Like, I'm just sweating over thinking the results. People have been just nailing their business within that place. So it is my favorite offer I think I've ever created. It's, again, over $5,000 or $55 a month. And then the mastermind is going to be starting in April, the first week of April. It will start early bird sales this week. If you know that's what you want, with my help, my hands in your business, I would say number one, non-negotiable basic information, basic knowledge of BG5 and human design has to be there. Masterminds are not going over strategy and authority and the basic bitch stuff. Like, it's, you got that. You've got that foundational piece in. And two, to work well with me in a mastermind, you are an action taker with a growth mindset. That mindset of, it's hard, I can't do it, you know, because I am a projector, I can't do this, or I'm a manifester, I can't do that. That's been thrown in the fuck it bucket, and you're ready to go big and create an epic brand by design this year. All right, guys, I enjoyed hanging out with you for this. I know it's a little bit of an ass kicking, but you guys always love the ass kickery. Let me know. I want to hear, what was the biggest takeaway today? And what are you shifting today in your business? Make sure to write down those questions, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.